the only solution here is going to come from the American people themselves. They are the ones that vote these politicians into office, and the vast majority of Americans believe in basic gun regulation like universal background checks. There were two bills that passed the House in March of 2021. One of them would require background checks for people who buy guns at gun shows or online. The other bill would extend the background check period from 3 days up to 10 days to really give law enforcement the space to do a thorough background check on anybody buying these guns. That passed the House not once, but twice, but it has languished in the Senate. And what we heard from the majority leader, Chuck Schumer, today is that he's going to kind of put those to the side for now. What he really wants to focus on is a bipartisan bill, something that will actually be able to get done. But with such a split right now, 50-50 in the Senate, and you have a couple of Democrats that would actually probably vote against universal background checks or any sort of tightening of these laws, it's very unlikely, even after such an immense tragedy, that we're going to see significant changes to the U.S. gun laws.